Chapter 1. Charles Oakes is dead. Sarah looked up at her mother in surprise. They were sitting at her kitchen table, and Sarah had spent the last half hour bringing her mother up to date on the arrangements she and her fiancé, Frank Malloy, had decided upon for their wedding and their future life. She hadn't expected to hear about a death. Is Charles the son? The one who was a few years older than I? Sadly, yes. Oh dear, I thought maybe you meant his father. No, his father is Gerald. How did he die? Was it an accident? No, he was taken ill and... Her mother shrugged. Sometimes people just died and no one knew why. As a nurse, Sarah understood that even better than most. Was he married? Sarah had lost touch with most of her old friends when she'd eloped with her first husband, a lowly physician, and turned her back on her family's wealth and social position. Yes, just over a year, I believe. No children, though, which is sad because he was an only child. It's always sad when a young person dies. Neither of them spoke of Sarah's sister, who had died young. But Sarah could almost feel Maggie's presence in the room. Her mother toyed with her empty coffee cup for a moment, carefully not meeting Sarah's eye. Mother, what is it? She sighed.
I have to pay a condolence call on the family. I was hoping you'd go with me.
Sarah actually winced. She'd been afraid of this. Not of an old friend dying, but of being drawn back into her mother's world of high society with its strict and meaningless rules and obligations.
I know you haven't seen them in years, her mother hurried on before Sarah could protest, but you and Mr. Malloy are going to have to find your place in society now, and starting with your old friends seems like a natural way to begin.
My old friend, Charles, is dead, Sarah reminded her.
You know what I mean. I know you think my life is silly. Oh, Mother, I don't bother denying it. And you're right. A lot of the things I do aren't very important, but you and Mr. Malloy will need friends when you marry. Maybe you think your life isn't going to change very much just because you'll be wealthy. But you'll see, Sarah. People you know now won't want to associate with you any more. They'll either be jealous, or they'll assume you think yourselves too good for them.
But we won't. Of course you won't, but they'll think it anyway. You've seen it already. Mr. Malloy had to leave the police force, and his poor mother had to leave her old neighborhood. Once the story of Malloy's sudden change of fortune had appeared in the newspapers, the Malloys had indeed been forced to leave the neighborhood where they'd lived since Mrs. Malloy had come over from Ireland as a young girl.
But that was just because the reporters wouldn't leave them alone.
And because all her old friends wouldn't even speak to her anymore unless they were asking for money. Sarah, when you're...
She gestured vaguely. Rich, Sarah supplied.
I was going to say a member of the privileged classes, but yes, wealthy. When you're wealthy, the only people who feel comfortable with you are people just like you. Believe me, you will feel the same.
As much as she hoped otherwise, Sarah was afraid her mother was right.
So, paying a condolence call on the Oakes family is to be my first step back into your world?
It's your world, too, or at least it was for most of your life. And yes, it could be. Charles's widow will need friends.
Sarah knew when she was beaten.
When did you want to go?
This afternoon, if you're free. I need to go home and change, and I can send the carriage back for you.
That's not necessary. I'll change here and go home with you. At least I have some appropriate clothes now.
Sarah and her mother had started buying her trousseau. As a widowed midwife, her wardrobe had been much more practical and utilitarian than fashionable.